Hello! Today our letter is O, and our word or topic for the day is operational research. Yes, operations or operational research. And I've got to give a kudos and shout out to my production assistant here on the SIP podcast, Jason Harper. Because he helped come up with these topics. And he picked a topic I wouldn't even normally have picked. And after I did my research preparing for today's episode, I think it's an excellent topic. It's probably a topic that others aren't familiar with either. But what I love about it is it has a tie to math. So every one of our topics has some tie to one of the STEM fields or occupations or degree areas. And oftentimes they are interwoven. And that's one of the things you're going to discover. But a lot of times math doesn't get that much attention. You know, we can talk about science. We can talk about technology. And, you know, and even engineering. And as I talk about the different topics, you say, oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that. I've heard of that. But math, sometimes even I get stumped when you ask me, well, what kind of career fields are there related to math? Am I just destined to be a math teacher or math professor? You know, what math professions are out there? Well, I'm going to answer those questions today as we talk about our topic, operations research, also known as operational research. It's a discipline that deals with the application of advanced analytical methods to help make better decisions. And I definitely can relate to that because in my role in IT, we're called business analysts. It's all about analyzing information, data, to help people make decisions. Further, the term operational analysis is used in military as an intrinsic part of capability development, management, and assurance, okay? In particular, operational analysis forms part of the combined operational effectiveness and investment appraisal. It's a whole coalition called the COEIA, and especially in the British Defense Forces, and it's known for their capability of acquisition decision making. So still tied to decision making. Now, it is often considered to be a subfield of applied mathematics. The terms management science and decision science are sometimes used as synonyms. Okay, just adding to your STEM vocabulary. Employing techniques from other mathematical science, such as mathematical modeling, statistical analysis, and mathematical optimizations, operations research arrives at optimal or near-optimal solutions to complex decision-making problems. Because of its emphasis on human-technology interaction, and because of its focus on particular applications or operations, operational research has overlapped with other disciplines, notably industrial engineering and operations management, and draws on psychology and organizational sciences. Operations research is often concerned with determining the maximum profit or performance or yield, or the minimum of loss, risk, or cost of some real-world object, okay? Originating in military efforts before World War II, its techniques have grown to concern problems in all industries. So, absolutely. And you've heard me say over and over how STEM helps you develop tools and techniques and thinking habits of problem solving. So, this is definitely tied in. Operational research encompasses, and also it's abbreviated as OR, we love our abbreviations. Operational research encompasses a wide range of problem-solving techniques and methods applied in the pursuit of improved decision-making and efficiency. It includes techniques such as simulation, mathematical optimization, queuing theory, and other stochastic process models. It also includes econometric methods, data envelopment analysis, neural networks, expert systems, decision analysis, and analytic hierarchy processes. Now, even me, I'm getting a little tongue-tied. These are new terms for me, but hey, it's always worth doing some little homework, doing a little research. Take away some of these terms. And something I always do is give you my sources. If you want to see more on these, and I'm on the Wikipedia.org website. I'm looking at operational research. And the great thing is all these different terms that I'm sharing with you actually here on the website, you can click. They've got the URL, and you can click on them, and it will take you to the definitions of each of those areas. Now, nearly all of these techniques that I just shared with you involve the construction of mathematical models that attempt to describe the system. Because of the computational and statistical nature of most of these fields, or also it has a strong tie to what else? Computer science and analytics. I knew we were going to get to that. Remember how I talked about how in STEM, so many things are interrelated and cross-cutting. Operational researchers faced with a new problem must determine which of these techniques are most appropriate given the nature of the system, the goals of the improvement, and constraints on time and computing power. There's some major subdisciplines also. If some of this is intriguing to you or you just want to know more, if you want to get exposed to it and again share it with young people, here are some related areas. Computing information technologies, financial engineering, manufacturing, service sciences, and supply chain management, policy modeling and public sector work, revenue management, simulation, the stochastic models, and transportation, all related fields of operational research and operational excellence. Now, I've also got to throw in too, as you all know, and my ties to analysis, another big area in certification is the Six Sigma. So it's all about process improvement, lean process, eradicating errors, saving money. So those all go hand in hand to this operational research and analysis. Here's some types of problems that operational research and analysis often is focused on in the real world. Things like critical path analysis and project planning. So that's a shout out to project management, all my PMPs and PMIs. Floor planning and manufacturing. Even components on a computer chip. If you ever looked at it, there's a very small real estate on a computer chip, and you see these different nodes and attachments. Well, all of that has to be carefully designed out. There's network optimization, and that's in the telecommunications field. There's allocation problems of any type, and that can, you'll see that a lot even with food distribution. If you have a chain of restaurants, if you have a chain of grocery stores, facility locations. A great friend of mine, shout out to Don Majors, works with major companies, helping them determine where their next, they're going to open up their next location or their next franchise. And there's a lot of statistical research and analysis to determine what's going to be the most successful location. She gets to travel a lot and meet a lot of interesting people, and gets to launch new businesses, again, for major corporations. So a very intriguing field. I've often admired that. There's other things like assignment of problems. Some of you, if you've ever worked in a or help desk area, service desk, that's a great entry level into a lot of different businesses. Well, management has to carefully know as incoming calls come in, queuing those and getting them to the right people. There's other routing type exercises, even the routing. Think about the transportation systems and the routing of bus and bus schedules, and let alone, let's talk about air traffic controllers. That's a huge one. Supply chain management, managing the raw flow of materials and products based on the certain demand of the finished product. So think about McDonald's and how they have to route the supplying of food to the various branches so they don't run out. It's nothing like driving up to, I've done this before, driven up to a fast food restaurant and went to order their number one item and they were out of it. That was bad supply chain management. from there, there's automation, when you're going to automate a process, or when, you know, there's so much talk about replacing humans with robots. Well, when you, someone has to determine what that looks like, what that setup looks like. And then some of that is trial and error. So the automating or integrating of robotic systems and human-driven operations. Imagine you being a specialist in that. That would be a definitely high-demand field. Globalization, globalizing operation processes. So sometimes you start local and then you want to expand your operations. How to optimize and do that. Anything related to transportation. Don't forget there's still trains along with the planes and ground transportation. Imagine big organizations that move packages. They have to do operational research. Any type of scheduling of personal staff, manufacturing, project tasks, sporting events, television coverage, the blending and delivery of raw materials, oil refineries they mentioned. Any type of business-to-business setting. So, I have gone through an exhaustive list thanks to Wikipedia.org, but I think this is a great topic. A lot of exposure for me. You see how much it touches. Something to either look up and read, get an article on it. If you're still further intrigued, get a book. Believe it or not, a lot of you probably use indirectly some form of operational excellence in what you do, or maybe that's an area that your organization needs a specialist in or needs someone that has some knowledge in that area. Prime example, a young lady that I knew working for a retail store, she was watching their processes and thought that they could be improved. She took one of my classes and went back, one of my business analysis classes with B2T training, went back, proposed some changes. It got her a raise and a promotion. So, you can use this stuff every day, anywhere, and everywhere. So, hope you enjoyed today's sip. Thanks, and bye for now.